Large parts of the East Village appear to be back to normal, with cafes open and young people back in the streets. But at a public housing development on Avenue C, the despair is still very palpable. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez followed some Lower East Side volunteers as they visited people stranded without power, heat, or hot water.
About 700 people live at Campos Plaza 1, a tattered public housing development at the edge of the East Village. After Sandy, residents say the water filled the lobby of some buildings and reached the raised first floor. Ruheeth Ahmad lives on the first floor with his mom. The two have electricity and gas, but no heat or hot water. The 13-year-old says they've been boiling water to keep warm.
We have like small little like Poland Spring water bottles. We're just filling all with hot water, and then we just put them in our blankets and stuff. So we just put it, surround ourselves with it, and just it's like it doesn't help that much, but it's better than nothing.
At another building nearby, volunteers climbed dark stairwells carrying bags of food. On the 17th floor, they encountered Angelina Solano. She was 71. She had just lugged up 4 gallons of water and was out of breath.
I no got water, no steam. I'm a sick person. I got a problem.
Oh, señora.
My daughter got diabetes. And my husband is sick too. This is terrible.
Solano explained the water came from a fire hydrant that someone had pried open. She says her family is rationing it and didn't want to use the water to flush the toilets. So now she says the bowl is full of excrement and stinking up the apartment. On the 12th floor, 87-year-old Prudis Ortega hasn't left her apartment since the storm. The frail, white-haired woman who answered the door wearing a ski cap said she's been depressed and scared. She said after the storm hit, the lights went out, and she feared she'd been left in the building alone. Because of osteoporosis, she says, there's no way she can make it down the stairs. Several residents say they're too weak to leave. A spokesman for the utility Con Edison says the problem is that many buildings along Avenue C still have not been pumped out. That job, they say, is the building owner's responsibility. In this case, that means the New York City Housing Authority. NYCHA says thousands of employees are working to get developments up and running. 108 buildings at 17 developments remain without power. The authority says it's too early to tell where long-term outages may exist. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.